You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So we are here talking about podcasts with people that make podcasts as their job. So we've got Ollie, Gareth, Stuart, Matt and Dave. With me here, I've got Matt. You do the Guardian, or you do some of the media.
I do a lot of things.
Yeah. Is it different doing a podcast for someone like The Guardian compared to doing it with the BBC or on your own? How is it different between the two?
Well, I think you get a lot more free reign. You are kind of like the buck stops with you to a certain extent, because as the producer, there's no commissioner and no exec to kind of like have to run things by. So every show is basically what you want, which is an enormous amount of power, which I quite enjoy. And that's the same outside. I think that's why I got into this. Isn't that where we all got into this? Was it power? Absolute power?
Power and money.
Yeah.
Where is the money in podcasting?
Ollie, come on, you know more.
There is money in podcasting, yeah, but the answer is about 15 different revenue streams all running simultaneously and after many years of hard work for free. But once you've done that, there definitely is money. Our show, Answer Me This, makes enough for one person to live on now, but there are three of us involved. But, you know, that's a third of a decent salary that I get every year through our show, but it's taken us 7.5 years to get to that point.
So your two podcasts are very, very niche in terms of their audience. Yours are, I feel, a bit more wider. Do you think it's better to be a niche product and then target people individually to try and get them to listen, or try and find something that everyone can listen to?
I think you try and find a niche that is as big as possible. You try and get you try and create a community and a feeling of everyone is interested in the same thing and it's familiar and it's intimate, and then you try and make it as mainstream as possible within that, so that anyone who's interested in that can join at any point and be part of that community. You don't make it exclusive, but when you're listening, you feel like you're part of a club. And
that's,
I think, that matters. It doesn't matter what the subject is.
It's the same for radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. It's the podcast I've just started doing. I think that is what we aim at. It's a dating podcast. There's two of us. We go on a date a week. We talk about the dates. That's what it is. So you've got in that a hugely mainstream topic, of which there are many TV shows currently going on. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit within the zeitgeist. But actually, when it comes down to it, what it is, it's a really inclusive chat between two people who hopefully you get to know and get to learn about their lives and as it goes on. So yeah, I think like Ollie says, it's finding that amazing squished combination of the two.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time, and thank you for coming to the Student Radio Conference.
Cheers,
Ollie. Thank you.
To get in contact with us, tweet @SRA.